This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Different political ideas and political systems out there in the world. But you see, what I do is I actually study what the mega corporations and the big banks and the robber baron dynasties actually believe in and are up to. So that's the reason world leaders listen to this show. It's the reason all the major intelligence agencies listen to the broadcast. It's the reason that millions of people, despite all the hurdles, come here every day. Because I know what I'm talking about. Our guests know what they're talking about. Our callers know what they're talking about. And this is real and this is unfiltered. Now, it has now officially come out, not just in Australia, not just the UK, but now the US has come out, the State Department, and confirmed they knew they were doing bioweapons development of coronaviruses at that lab. Now, that's old news. Now it's confirmed mainstream. You know what that means? That means the deep state's losing their war against America. Because when even the official mouthpieces start telling the truth, more and more of the time, it's kind of like an old car. We're only got eight cylinders and three or four kind of start up, then five, six, and all eight start going, and the black smoke shoots out the back, and the engine starts running, and you know you've got this old hunk of junk starting to move down the road again. And that's where we are. And there's black smoke coming out, baby, and the engine's clattering. But the more we drive, the smoother it's starting to go. Now, that doesn't mean we're out of the woods. The damn engine could blow. We could throw a rod any minute. But at least we're not dead in the mud up to our axles sitting there taking it. This old girl, this republic, has got a lot of heart. And they may have brainwashed and put a lot of people into a trance, but I'm telling you, the spirit of 1776 is coming back, and I can feel it. And that's why the enemy's running around like a bunch of zombies on deck, like a bunch of chickens with their heads cut off, trying to demoralize us and trying to steal everything not nailed down and trying to kill as many people as they can and trying to just absolutely exercise evil in front of us so that we give up to demoralize us. And the only thing we have to fear is letting these people demoralize us. And believe me, I see the evil. It upsets me. I get down. And the answer is, I was praying hard this morning, woke up at 4 a.m., and God just said, be positive, talk about the positive, and talk about what unifies us, because that's why they're pushing all this race war stuff all over the news. And using an example of a cop that doesn't know what he's doing, looks sadistic, sitting on a guy's neck for fun, and kills the poor guy. And you can see that humanity of somebody begging for air for 8 minutes and then dying, and all of us feel for that man. I don't care if he's black or white. There's been similar cases of white cops sitting on top of white guys' heads while they beg and say, I can't breathe. It's terrible footage, and the officer's an idiot. He doesn't have this knee on the guy's head. He has it on his carotid artery. You block just one of those, you kill somebody. It's torturous, by the way. One is open. He's getting air on this artery. But the other side's not getting it. That's why you talk about 8 minutes of torture. That guy's like, man, I can't breathe. One side's locked up. You're out. The other side's getting you blood. Man, that is painful, I'm told. So, yeah, watching somebody tortured to death, if you have any empathy, you don't like it. Kind of like all the people dying in nursing homes with tubes down their lungs, blowing their lungs up. Black, white, old, young being killed. Or crazy COVID patients that are black beating up white patients. And vice versa. It's all going on because we're an evil, fallen country. Not everybody, but in general. And so you can look at those images and then look at all the idiot images of people burning down targets and beating up old white ladies because they're white. It's all stupid. It's all ignorance. And the people perish for lack of knowledge. Burning down target and beating up an old white lady isn't going to bring that guy back. We have to transcend this, or the globalists are going to win. They're coming after everybody. So we've got huge news when we return. But, yeah, you got L.A.'s on fire. Minneapolis is on fire. I mean, it is all happening right now, just like the globalists want. Stay with us.
Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. Now, we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale. And then five items that weren't on sale that we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Aid, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. BioTrue Selenium, 60% off. Chill Force, it's incredible, 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items and take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together.
Quickening. That's an ancient term for forms of singularities. And time is now compressing. What is going to happen in the next month is going to be more important than happened in the last 10 years. And then it compresses more and more and more and more and more and more and more as we accelerate into the future. Every action you take now will determine the course of not just you and your family, but the entire species and the ultimate destiny that Satan believes he can block. Satan will be removed from the doorway. We will enter. We will go to the next level. But some will not go with us. This is the great quest. Get behind me, Satan. Only that can free us. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday, May 28th. The year is 2020. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours ahead of the War Room with Owen Schroyer, with Savannah Hernandez and Harrison Smith that have been sitting in doing an excellent job while Owen takes some well-deserved time off to visit his family back in the show-me state of Missouri. Let me just do this. We got about 50 of these clips, but let's just play for TV and radio listeners. 4 or 5 clips of the looting and the rioting and the racial attacks on white people in L.A. and in Minnesota, in California, in the main city of L.A., in Minnesota, in the main city of Minneapolis, St. Paul, and just the idiocy of all of this. It's not going to bring back the poor man that out-of-control police officer killed. And the police officer's been fired. He's going to get indicted. And, you know, he should.
Los Angeles is, this is Los Angeles.
Because you can't just sit there and put your knee on somebody's carotid artery and not know they're going to die. They're going to die. And so, okay, you didn't know that. Manslaughter. But to, in general, say that the police are doing this, the police are acting like this, that is just ignorant. And it's not about a defense of the police. It's about the mainstream media and the corporate culture trying to get us all to fight with each other at this critical point with 150 days out from the election, while Trump undoubtedly is trying to heal racial wounds and unify America and empower the average American. The Democrats don't want people off the plantation, whether they be white, black, Hispanic, old, young, male, female, gay, straight. So you know what I actually want to air right now? Let's air a few minutes of the last minutes of George Floyd's life that has touched so many people's hearts and really should. Let's humanize this man who, okay, somebody thought he was passing fake 20s. Is that a death sentence handed out on the side of the road? No. And I'm glad people have some humanity when they see somebody pinned down, begging for their life, dying, and somebody callously, ignorantly killing him. Because I guarantee you that cop didn't know he was killing him. That dumbass doesn't know about anatomy. You got the guy's head turned to the side, your knees right on his carotid artery, Bubba. You think that cop wondered what's about to happen to him? No. He's a dumbass, like so many other people. They're dumb cops, they're good cops. They're dumb doctors, there's good doctors. There's bad, evil people, and there's good people. But that's not somebody being evil. That's somebody being a bully dumbass. You can see he's enjoying it, sitting there like he's in charge. And really all he's doing is burning his whole life up, along with George Floyd's. So let's play a little bit of that, and then I'll tell you all the stuff that's coming up. Bill Gates' vaccines got shut down, making people sick and killing the monkeys that they tried it on. But he's got other vaccines that have passed animal trials right to humans. So that's all coming up. There's so much. Trump's announced a big executive order. We got a draft of it. I can't believe nobody's covering the draft. They're going after him, you know. This is some good news, because it's not about censorship. It's about bullying and dominating and election meddling and riding herd on the American people. And the globalists have nothing to lose. And so Trump's acquiescence is green-lit, incredibly criminal activity. So Trump can go after him on the censorship front, but that's not the one. It's the espionage front. That's where you can really skin the Google cat and the rest of them. But let's go to the man, George Floyd, begging for his life with an idiot who doesn't know that when you put your full weight down on the side of somebody's neck, that you kill him. Here's how to be an idiot right here.
My stomach hurts. My neck hurts. Everything hurts. Ah, this is water or something. Please. Please. Ah, I can't breathe. Ah, they will kill me, man.
I cannot breathe.
He's a grown guy. He's a tough guy. He's a tough guy. He's not even resisting arrest, bro.
His whole nose is
up. Fall with him.
Bro, look at him. He's not responsive right now, bro. Bro, are you serious? He's going to just let him sit here with that on his neck, bro? Is he breathing right now? Check his pulse.
We have this conversation.
Check his pulse. Okay. Check his pulse, Kyle. Check his pulse. Kyle, check his pulse, bro. Bro, check his pulse, bro. You bogus, bro. You bogus. Don't do drugs, bro. What is that? What do you think that is? You so you call what he doing okay?
Get back.
You call what he doing okay? Get off of his neck. Are you serious? Bro, are you serious? And you're going to keep your, you're going to keep your thing on your neck?
So you just watched a public execution. You just watched them kill a man. Now, I want you to take what you just saw, and I want you to think about the 56,000 people that were black, white, old, young, but mainly old, in hospitals, being murdered by them bringing in COVID-19 patients on purpose, and then sticking a hose down their neck and blowing their lungs up to get money. And all the doctors tell them, don't do this, it's a death sentence, and they ordered it in 4 states, the majority of the deaths. Oh, but there's no video of that. People fighting to not have that run down their lungs and taking days to die, just as painfully as you just saw that poor man die. So you think about that. That's why Stalin said, one man dies, it's a tragedy, 10,000 dies, a statistic. So see, I'm pissed off. I'm ready to burn stuff down, but not target. And I'm not going to burn anything down. But let me tell you, I get being pissed because I can visualize what's going on in those hospitals. I can see it without being shown it. That's why they made it all secret inside the hospitals and secret inside the nursing homes, where they're in there killing people right now, and they know exactly what they're doing. And Bill Gates brags, hey, there's too many people. They think it's funny. And then they're going to use those deaths to take all of our freedoms and bankrupt our economy. And they're going to show us the footage that they cherry-pick of that police officer committing manslaughter, bare minimum. Manslaughter, again, is when you kill somebody but didn't intend to. And that dumbass cop did not know he was killing him. And I'm not defending him. You know, his ignorance is almost worse than knowing he was going to do it. Because with great power comes great responsibility. And we have to empathize for everybody that dies. So I want you to now think about the 62 million babies we've killed, the tens of millions that have been kept alive and harvested after they're born. And I want you to think about them because they don't have voices to speak out. So, yeah, be upset about George Floyd. Have empathy. That's good. But you think about all those old people and all those babies, then you ask, where are the people pissed and upset about that? And where's the targeted action? And I'm not calling for targeted action, but you go burn down Target because a bad cop killed a black guy? What about the people killing all the old folks and killing the babies? They're the ones that think they're getting away with it all.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Evil is now throwing its full weight on humanity. Every trick to divide us, every trick to make us hate each other, every trick to make us kill each other, every trick to make us forget God and give up on hope, is being thrown against us. And it's only the beginning. Here's the good news. The universe is made by God. For every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. Newtonian physics is true. And so, rejoice, my friends, because as you see great evil manifesting, know that God is coming into the world even stronger. But we have to receive that power and ask God to be our defender. You can't do it yourselves. You have to ask God to lead, God, and direct you. But then you've got to decide you're willing to confront people that are doing evil and get in their face. It's not because you enjoy it. It's because you have to do it. So if you're not speaking up and if you're not standing up, you're dying. All right, let me just do this. I try this for 20-something years on air, and I can never get to it. First 5 or 6 years on air, I was kind of good at having my stack of news, my newspapers. I'd go get at the local newspaper shop that had like 20 newspapers from around the country. I'd have to pay a lot of money for them, but you know, they had the old-fashioned newsstands where you could get all the newspapers. And I'd have all my stacks and ready, and I'd mention everything I was going to cover at the start of the show. But it's been probably 20 years since I ever actually listed even 10% of what I was looking at. Let me just list some of it right now. Bill Gates had his testing facility with fake COVID-19 tests, where everybody was positive, by the way, of course, to create the hysteria. That got shut down a week ago by the FDA. Well, you know, raided by them, not just demonized politically like we've been. Another Gates vaccine bites the dust, sick monkeys everywhere. He experienced a severe reaction to Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine candidate. He's still a believer, though. So we've got all that coming up. Draft of President Trump's social media censorship executive order. We've got that. That's up at InfoWars.com. And how Trump is planning with 158 days out to try to stop this as he prepares his executive order. You've got Josh Hawley in Congress pointing out that big tech basically works for the Chinese. And see, that's the big enchilada right there. This isn't about censorship. You can argue all day that private companies can surveil you in real time, and if you waive your rights, they can censor you. It's immoral, it's evil, it's horrible, but you could argue that in a sick way. But once they work with other companies together to create censorship, that's called racketeering. That's called coordination. But when you work with foreign governments like the Communist Chinese, you take investment money, and then you start censoring Americans, criticizing the Communist Chinese government, you just became a spy. You just involved yourself in espionage. It's levels above racketeering. So, evil is making its move right now. We're going to cover all of that. And then we've got what's really happening with the economy. And we've got all the crazy day two of protests in Minnesota and California and all the buildings burning down. And the State Department cables warning of safety issues at Wuhan lab. That's all coming up now. And German officials say children who don't submit to the COVID-19 health certificates, it means forced inoculation, will be taken from their parents. You've got Governor Cuomo quietly making it a law that it's a felony in New York if a police officer runs somebody's driver's license, they're giving legal aliens driver's license, and the person's a criminal, wanted under a federal warrant. If you tell the feds there's a federal warrant for murder, arson, drug, that doesn't matter. You go to jail for 10 years. I mean, you put up with Cuomo, why not? Hell, he ordered the nursing homes where the majority of deaths in New York happened to take COVID patients, known as a death sentence, to jack up the numbers and make up to $53,000 per person they whack. That's a good contract on each old person. And now he is saying that they are going to arrest all the nursing home people because they killed the old folks. See, oh, you're going to complain, order you to kill them? I'm going to put your ass in prison. Oh, and by the way, you pull over somebody and they've got a warrant out for murder for hire, maybe doing some work for old Cuomo or meth dealing, whatever it is. And guess what? If you have a police officer or a magistrate or a constable or anybody tells the feds, you get 10 years in prison. Cuomo's command. And people are like, that's outrageous. Well, I mean, he just got away with killing tens of thousands of old people. Why the hell would he stop right there? But people go like, why did Hitler do all that? Why did Stalin do that? Because they're evil. It's like a pit bull, a bad pit bull eat some three-year-old kid for no reason. Like, why'd that pit bull eat that kid? Because they're evil. They got a screw loose. It's what they do. It's the old story of the toad or the frog, and it's about to go across the river, and the scorpion comes over and says, can I have a ride? And the frog goes, you know, you might sting me. You're a scorpion. And he goes, oh, I promise. I'm reformed. I love you. I'm going to be nice. Just carry me across, please. Because he knows the frog's nice. Frog goes, climb on my back. Climbs across. Says, all right, thank you. He goes, oh, thank you. Pow. And the frog's sitting there dying. Oh, why'd you do that? He goes, because I'm a scorpion, dumbass. And the governor of California and the governor of Pennsylvania and the governor of New York, the governor of California, Michigan, New York, and Pennsylvania, they want brownie points to be president later, that they would send COVID patients, when all the doctors say it's a death sentence, to kill people by the tens of thousands. They want to show, just like the Mexican Mafia or MS-13 will go kidnap a seven-year-old girl and rape her and carve pentagrams in her and then slit her throat and then put her head on her mom's porch. You go, why would you do that? Because these little low-level gangbangers want to prove to the capos that, man, I will kidnap a girl out of their backyard and I will carve pentagrams in her while I rape her and I will chop her head off and I will put it on the front porch of their mama as an offering to Satan, which means to the gang leader. MS-13 doesn't have nothing on Newsom and on Cuomo and on Wolf and on all these people. Don't you get it? Don't you understand that? They killed all those old people, not for that money. They killed them to get off on it and show everybody that they can kill people. People they get control of, just like that psycho chicken leg, chicken armed cop, you know, getting off on killing that dude. It's the power to do it. That's what they want. It's spiritual and it's evil. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse. And now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States, and it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it. But with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time immune against horrible foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high-quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have horrible food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Headlines. CDC mortality counts show more pneumonia deaths than coronavirus deaths, while media reporting 20,000 more deaths than the CDC. Absolute fraud. The CDC slashes the COVID-19 fatality rate to a fraction of early estimates used to justify lockdowns. InfoWars.com. Social distancing based on high school science fair. Fauci says he wears a mask as a symbol of what you should be doing. A symbol of respect, of subservience. Now he warns about hydroxychloroquine because he's all invested in all the other stuff. Meanwhile, there's footage out of the UK. Hospital patients complain about waiting for hours and hours while the National Health Service get clapped to and shoot hour-long TikTok videos. It's all on footage.
Meanwhile, college students soon welcomed back to campus by virus testing robots. The robot controllers that follow orders are here. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey stands by decision to fact-check Trump when Trump said mail-in ballots are a recipe for disaster. Even though all the studies and history show it, the Washington Post said we haven't had the election yet, so there's no proof of that. It's like saying you haven't smoked five packs of cigarettes a day for 10 years to see if it hurts your lungs. You haven't taken cyanide yet to see if it kills you. You haven't poured gasoline on yourself yet and lit it. That's false. Having Governor Newsom and all the rest of them mail out ballots to everybody and have no proof that it's even real or let people have fake ballots, that's totally normal. There's nothing to see here. Jack Dorsey, he has a little beard. He said so. Beijing overwhelmingly passes law to crush dissent in Hong Kong, hails coronavirus as it would turn the tide. That old coronavirus sure helped, didn't it? Los Angeles, when schools open, students must wear masks. Eat alone in classrooms, self-isolate at recess, and they say it's never-ending. Like Fauci said, you'll never shake hands again. You'll always wear a mask as a symbol of your bondage to the New World Order and Bill and Melinda Gates' endless vaccines. In fact, there's a graphic down on the lower right-hand side of Infowars.com. Can we go pull that up? It's today's cartoon of the new sheeple person. And it shows all the things they're announcing. It's not even a joke. Tracker chips and bracelets and forced inoculations. I mean, that's really where we are. But don't worry, Disney World to reopen in July with high energy squads roaming park to make sure people wear masks. Boy, that sure makes me want to go. Yeah, there it is. Let's put it on screen, please. Sheeple of the new normal. You have a brain blocker. You have a satellite tracking. You have a muzzle mask. You have a chip implant, COVID-1984. Social distancing. You remove the gender. Endless vaccines. Mandatory phone tracking. Vaccine ID. Travel license. Social score. Digital wallet. You have a rubber spine. Isn't that wonderful? That's the new Uber mention. Meanwhile, German schools threaten to abduct kids who show up to school without health certificates, and they say that by the end of the year, next year, that means forced inoculation. To get the health certificate, they say you'll have to have the new phone that tracks you and the digital health certificate that you've been vaccinated. So, translate the headline, German officials prepare to take children from parents who don't accept Bill's gift of death. And speaking of Bill Gates' loving little gifties, another Gates vaccine bites the dust. Sick monkeys everywhere. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., chairman of the Children's Health Defense. And it's in the news. It was announced yesterday. Last week, they shut down his testing company because they had fraud going on. Well, now, ladies and gentlemen, they've had the monkeys getting sick and dying. A 20% rate. So Bill Gates had said, oh, 1 in 10,000 will have an adverse reaction. So we'll have 700,000 people get sick or die. But 20% is not 1 out of 10,000. It's 20%. So let's do the math. If we have 7.5 billion people. Can we do the math on the calculator, guys? 7.5 billion people and 20% have an adverse reaction. What's 20% of 7.5 billion people? We all know the math, don't we? It's 700 plus million people. It's even higher than that. Let's do the math here. I'll pull it up on my phone right here, on my little digital tracker beast system that loves me so much and cares about me so much and is always there to help me. 750 million. So it's 100, and you got to double that. It's 20%. I was thinking of mine, 10%. So that'd be 1.5 billion. Okay, so let me do this back when I look. 1.5 billion people under his own statements will get sick or die to save us from something that's killed 300,000 people worldwide if you believe all the fake numbers. Because now they just count all flu deaths, car wrecks, gunshot wounds. It's the same. It's the UN. And again, that's the big enchilada, isn't it? The UN tells us what's law. The UN tells us what's reality. The UN tells us what's about to happen. We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back into Hollywood's celebration of Twitter censoring the president and how the president plans to strike back with the upcoming executive order that is way overdue, but I still say hallelujah, even if it's a dollar short, a day late, or a day late, the dollar short. But one last point. We haven't had a sale this big since Christmas. We ran a big sale for a week. Some stuff sold out, so we had a new sale, but what we had left, a lot of high-quality products. A few new products got back in, and so we've extended the sale. We'll call it the Extended Memorial Day Super Sale. But when I end the show today, I'm going to go there and look at inventory and figure out what the new sale is. It'll be more limited, but it'll be some of the great items that we have left. But this really is the last day, because we've already sold out of Pollen Block, Bottom Mineral Fusion, Bodies, Ultra 12, X3 Tri-Iodine selling out. The protein bars are selling out. Real Red Pill Plus are close to selling out. Bazo Beats are close to selling out. They're still all 40 to 60% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 50% off, with a super strong vitamin D3 and all the great effects. Everybody knows what that does. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. Emirates Essentials Hand Sanitizer with natural organic essential oils and organic alcohol. That way it didn't dry your hands out. 8-pack Power Stack is the best deal. We've got 13 different pills. Take half in the morning, half in the evening. Full spectrum dominance. It's the best deal we've got at cost. 70% off. That's going to have to end soon as we've got that number down to where it's going to go back to regular price soon. DNA Force Plus is the number one product. If you use any of our products, I'd use X2 or I would use DNA Force Plus. I'd use them both together, but the PQQ, the CoQ10. So many talk show hosts, they ask me, they go, you know, is that stuff real? I mean, do your own research on PQQ and CoQ10 and what's essential. I saw a talk show host this morning. I was watching a funny video titled Alex Jones is the best, is the king of the live plug reads. And then they're like going, Jones says it's essential. I don't think it's essential. Well, let me explain something. Iodine's essential. Vitamin D3 is essential. Vitamin B12 is essential. Vitamin C is essential. And that means when you don't have it, you die. And you can get it other places. We have high-quality sources of it, and it funds our operation. It doesn't mean I haven't put 10 million miles on this body, and I'm perfect. But I couldn't be here today if I wasn't taking DNA Force Plus and things like X2. They absolutely are amazing. And that's why the supplement industry just grows and grows and grows and grows, because it works. And people get a great response, and they see it for themselves. Go read the reviews. So, Turbo Force, my God, does it work? On this YouTube video I was watching, I read the comments. They're like, no, I take Brain Force. It's incredible. Brain Force has got all these known ingredients that absolutely get you going. Turbo Force is like really clean hour energy, 10 hours of it. It's amazing. Take some. See if it's real. I mean, what does that even mean? InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Call. Order it. The sale's got to end today, folks. I've extended it like a week. We're running out of a bunch of products. Thank you.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
In the United States. It's the year 2020. And the United Nations, in coordination with major governments, tells us that tens of millions are going to die unless we all stay indoors and wear masks and submit to them. But it turns out that things are on average 20 times less severe than they said. And they're taking all the regular deaths from other diseases and gunshot wounds and car wrecks and saying it's COVID-19. And then we learned that most of the deaths, more than half, were nursing home patients who died from pneumonia when they put pneumonia patients in there on purpose and counted them all as COVID-19. They said they did it, though, to keep everybody safe, remember? Remember, they did it to keep everybody safe because the hospitals were going to be overwhelmed by the giant amount of COVID-19 patients. So asymptomatic people that were quarantined, meaning they could spread the virus but weren't sick, they'd be sent to the nursing home, which was a total recipe for death. So this is all premeditated. And these governors are auditioning to be a Fauci-level demon, a president, a senator, because if they'll sit there and cold-bloodedly kill old people, they'll do absolutely anything, won't they? Oh, but it's all about end justifies the means. Oh, some vaccines cause damage, but it's for a greater good. Then you study, it's not even for a greater good, but it's all that idea. Well, we do some bad, but for the greater good. The true essence of authoritarianism. Now, Google has moved to China. They're building China's whole infrastructure. And then through subsidiary Chinese companies, the Google executives are becoming fabulously rich. And I've got articles right here where the left has come out, the heads of Google and others, and they have pledged, just like they did the 2 days after Hillary lost, they've done it again, that Trump will be defeated. And they will deliver the election to Joe Biden, who's a placeholder for whoever they want to put in after that. There's big articles on InfoWars.com about it. But imagine, they're out there bragging they're going to stop Trump. And the American people, they're going to bully us, suppress us, do all this. And then they go to Congress and say, oh, we're not doing any of that. Hollywood vapid celebrities celebrate POTUS being censored by Twitter. And you read it, it's like, finally, we're going to purge you. None of you people deserve speech. Wow, what a bunch of nice liberals. Yeah, scroll down, show some of the quotes. Foaming at the mouth, massive. Twitter says it will put a warning label on the lies and disinformation tweeted by Trump, since Trump is incapable of tweeting without lying. Adios, amigo, and don't let the door hit you on the way out. So that's Rob Reiner that celebrated yours truly being taken off Facebook and Twitter. But, oh, there's no fact-checking Rob Reiner here. Let's go to the next person. Of course, Trump was totally right about tens of millions of mail-in ballots in California being sent off to everybody for fraud. So that's just how these people operate. It's what they do. Your incompetence led to the unnecessary deaths of tens of thousands of innocent Americans and destroyed the economy that Barack Obama built. You're a racist birther, a puppet of Vladimir Putin, and a con man. You're destroying our future. Fact check that. You malignant narcissist. That's Brandy Whitford. And it goes on and on. Now imagine, did anybody fact check the Russiagate being a fraud? No. Do they fact check saying he's a racist? No. Because they're all allowed to say what they want. But Jack Dorsey, he stands by what he did. And it just goes on from there. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey stands by decision to fact check Trump. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey has defended his platform's decision to fact check U.S. President Trump for the first time ever over his comments on the upcoming election. Czech millionaires are plotting sweeping secret plans to boost Joe Biden. Vox News celebrates. Senator to Google, kowtowing to communist China is unacceptable. Infowars.com. Senator Josh Hawley, Republican, Missouri. Zuckerberg knocks Twitter for fact-checking Trump, says private companies shouldn't be the arbiter of truth, but he's actually doing all of that even worse than they are. But then he acts like, oh, I'm with you, Trump. I agree with free speech, but please don't regulate me. Let's play a clip. This is, again, for mainly TV viewers, but this is live-time YouTube blocking criticism of the Communist Party China in the rest of the world. YouTube's already banned in China, but they want to get on good terms with them. So now whatever the Communist Party tells them to ban, the bots in live time delete it. So here it is. See that? And you type in the terms you're not supposed to say about the Communist Party being bandits, about the Communist Party being a 50-cent party. And in live time, you hit refresh and it goes, bye-bye. And YouTube admits that they are doing that. So they're working with a foreign power, ladies and gentlemen. They're working with a foreign power. And submitting to this gets you tyranny. Even The Verge is like, wow, YouTube's deleting comments critical of the Communist Party China. Yeah, and they're deleting the Hong Kong protesters. And they're now telling you that Trump is where the virus came from. Remember, Cuomo said the European virus. Now, it doesn't make any sense. Why is it? Because it's all about disinfo. It's all about lying and conditioning you to accept that they can lie as much as they want. But the good news is Trump is preparing an executive order. We have several drafts of them that are posted up on Infowars.com. And it ramps up and orders the federal government and federal prosecutors to go after examples of bias and election meddling and suppression of speech. It's so important. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to start the next hour, and I'm going to read some of it, and then I'm going to go to your calls. The riots going on in Minnesota, California. Falcon 9 canceled from the tornadoes and stuff. Let me tell you, Texas was wild last night. Never seen such thunderstorms. The censorship. Trump finally saying he's going to take action. How how they admit now that they just lied about every level of COVID-19 on purpose. When do they get in trouble? All the old people being murdered. More than half the 100,000 dead are in nursing homes. I mean, this is insane. The doctor said you don't bring people with an aggressive pneumonia in a nursing home. They tell you if you have old folks you're going to visit, if you've got a cold or pneumonia, don't go. I mean, that's not rocket science. Oh, I've got pneumonia. Let me visit my 85-year-old grandmother in the nursing home. Because you got nice nursing homes and you got bad nursing homes. You got the places where people care about the patients and the staff cares and your family goes and visits. And hey, my mom's going out of town. She usually visits grandma twice a week. My grandma's dead now. You know, hey, mom's going out of town. I visit grandma every couple of weeks. I just should do it more. But her nursing home was right down the street here. We used to have Weldon Henson, the folks go play music for him, local country bands and stuff. She loved it. Put little parties for him. But every 2 weeks or so I visit her, sometimes more often. We'd make her get in the wheelchair, come to the house, but she died at 92. But my mom would visit her twice a week, 2-3 times a week. So when she's out of town, I go visit her twice a week. But the point is that a nursing home's fine if you got eyes on it. But under COVID, they locked them all down and said, oh, family can't come. Only if you have COVID can you come. Oh, family can't come. You might bring COVID in. But if you have COVID, you can come in. That's a war on logic, folks. But it's because there was $50,000+ per person that they whacked. And it drove up the numbers. And it was all just about, there are too many damn old people. And Cuomo and people like Psycho Newsom, communist socialists always kill old people. It's like, I'll kill some old people. Got to understand that. But you can break their back. You can expose them. You can override their censorship. They're launching their whole plan. But if you simply take the live feeds at Infowars.com/show or band.video and the live feeds on the left-hand side of the Alex Jones Show, the other shows, if you simply, in your email, in your text message, at the grocery store, go, hey, COVID-19 is a hoax. They're killing old people in nursing homes. They tell you don't go there because it's the truth. Infowars.com/show. And that absolutely is what keeps the globalists awake at night, is you realizing how powerful you are and how incredible you are and taking action. Especially if there's local AM and FM stations. Man, you're listening to us on local AM or FM, you can pull up the red light and say, hey, how you doing, brother? Big COVID-19 news you need to know is on the station, FM, AM. Tell them. Alex Jones is on local TV. And there's another local talk show that's telling the truth. Tell folks about them. Get up in front of your church. Go do your own talk show. Just do it. My God. It's not heroic to stand up for old people getting killed. Let me tell you. What a nightmare to be left in some nursing home by your children. And then you've got, you know, they bring a COVID patient in because they're going to get you sick and then snake a tube down your throat as soon as you get a fever and kill your ass. And the average nurse just follows orders. They're the ones speaking out saying, this is crazy.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.